think about. Well, 6 weeks later, I hear from him. He says, I got to tell you something. When you turn honest, it limits your choices, right? But his sense of self was emerging in the midst of a world where it didn't help out. And for him, becoming conscious was hell, because he says, it's limiting my choices here, and I don't want my choices to be, because that's changing the shape of my world. And I'm telling you, if you followed his journey, and it's worth following, it is a hilarious version of what happens when someone who earned his living fencing stolen goods suddenly realizes that, like I remember him saying, you mean to tell me there's, you know, like, I mean, like angels are watching me, you know. And I said, fence your goods? Yeah. He couldn't say it, right? Because that's part of, you know how you want to repress the self? You stop in mid-sentence. What's the matter? Oh, well, and you can't finish the sentence, because the moment you start saying, you know what, my boundaries, my this, I need that, your life simply starts to change. So he would stop in midstream, because he knew that if he began to explore his self against a different scale, he could never go back again, you know. Now, of all of the many, many, many characteristics and points of life that self-esteem relate to, here's the biggie, and that's choice. Your entire life revolves around choice. And think about that. You know, I laugh, and I said earlier, you even shop by that. You walk in and you look at, I don't know if I wear this, walk this. People buy cars so that they look like their self. You know, I want to give the impression that. So the current in thing, for example, are Lexus, BMW, and Mercedes. There's a self-esteem category. Then we drop it a notch. There's middle-class self-esteem, and that's the Camry and the Avalon. And let me think of some others. I sound like I'm promoting them. No, I am not. But, and then for upper middle-class self-esteem needs a sports utility vehicle. And in that category, the Lexus Mercedes sports utility vehicle rides high. All right. What do you think is shopping if not your self-esteem? What do you want to look like to the outside world? What do you want to present to the outside world? If someone said, you want a sports utility, take this one. It's half the price. Get in there. What's the matter with you? You want something to go from here to there? No. Absolutely not. Whereas, what's hilarious is, if you really were empowered, you wouldn't care what you drove, because you wouldn't need a tin box with wheels to represent or show the world that you can afford a tin box with wheels. You see what I'm saying? This is what I mean by invisibility. You don't have to wear who you are all over the place. And now we go to choice. If you look back in your life, in fact, just listen to a little bit of mini, mini, mini exercise. Think about just in the last few days. If you made all the choices you would have wanted to make, and by choice, let me define that. So, you know, choice is a big word, and we got to reduce it to its micro level, including choice equaling how you choose to respond to what another person says to you. Inside, outside, anyway. Have you made a choice in the last 3 or 4 days where you think, I could have made a better choice, but this person made me feel insecure, da da da? Or have you said anything to someone else because they made you nervous? They made you insecure. They hit your insecurity buttons. Do you find yourself getting defensive or this or that? That's all a matter of you and your relationship to your self-esteem. So imagine what your life would be like if nobody could intimidate you again. Think about that. And not only could they not intimidate you, but it's not because you give the impression that you could smash them if they tried. But it's because you've become such an elegant spirit silently empowered. You got that invisible sense of, I know who I am. I've got my priorities in life lined up, and I am no longer fighting and battling for the right to be alive, psychically, spiritually, or physically. And that's what self-esteem gives you, the right to be alive, psychically, spiritually, and physically. And those are the major leagues. I mean, when you can say to your psyche and your soul, go for broke. I want to die of exhaustion. I don't want to die of wear and tear. Give it to me. How much can I do? How big can I become? How much can I experience? If you need to ask permission of others to become empowered, you're never going to get there. You know, there are so many times when I've dealt with people one-on-one and I've seen that the quality of their lives could be so very different if they were able to do the things that they tell me when we're privately together in a room, if they were able to even say one thing to someone like, you know what, don't use that tone of voice to me again. Don't do it. Or, actually, I really am going to go back to school, or I really am going to do this, or I really am going to see my family on a regular basis, and if you don't like that, you're just going to have to deal with it. But here's the thing. In dealing with it, I don't care what you do, except that you're not screaming at me anymore. So that's the end of that. I mean, if you think about what one sentence can so change the whole of your life, and how many times people have written me, called, emailed me, anything, telling me the suffering and their pain in their life, when the whole of it could be resolved if they just stood up for themselves. That is amazing to me, that people will live tormented, interior-controlled lives because they don't have what it takes to say, you know, I won't live this way anymore. I'm out of here. I'm not going to do this. What am I doing to myself? But instead, they spend gazillion dollars in therapy to recover the beaten self when all it really takes is to realize, you know what, here's the thing.